House Bill 442, signed by Governor Herbert in March, cuts the distance restaurants serving alcohol must locate themselves from places such as schools, churches, and parks down from 600 feet to 300, effective in May. Logan City Councilman Gene Needham worries that serving more alcohol in downtown Logan is a step in the wrong direction.
If you go to a restaurant and there's no alcohol available, you don't drink. It seems like as a community we should be directing ourselves to not developing a social culture that likes to drink at every meal and in every little restaurant in town.
Representative Val Potter of Cache Valley says the new regulations will be good for community business.
Business in downtown Logan, it's growing, but it struggles. And anything we can do to encourage the flow of traffic moving downtown to shop and to enjoy restaurants is a positive thing. I have no problems with drinking. According to the law, I think people have the right to serve alcohol and people have the right to drink alcohol.
Larry Tanaka, owner of Tanaka Balance Yoga Studio and Health Cafe, was issued a license in April. He says it serves an important role in his business.
We're happy because we're providing a demand for the community that's needed. We're providing a nice place so they can bring prospective business customers. It's more than just the alcohol.
The legislation also bars the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control from issuing variances for businesses not in compliance with the new rule. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock.